I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by United Group Insurance, with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. Two men from Oakland were arrested last night in connection with a shooting incident that arose from a confrontation between two groups of outdoor enthusiasts. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker told KJAN News 21-year-old Newberry Winfield Wright and 23-year-old Alex Kinzer, both of Oakland, were taken into custody at around 8:50 p.m. Monday. Wright and Kinzer were arrested after the vehicle they and two other men occupied was pulled over following an investigation into an incident at the Farm Creek Wildlife Area about 5 miles east of Carson. Danker said the incident began following a confrontation between a couple of men who were fishing and another group of men who were target shooting. The sheriff said one of the weapons was the Smith & Wesson 500 Magnum, which is a very large and powerful handgun. The fishermen yelled at the shooters that they were scaring off the fish. Danker said there were probably some unkind words said back and forth, and one group said, "Hey, we're going to call the cops." At that point, the target shooters loaded up their boat, and prepared to leave. Danker says that as they were leaving, two shots were allegedly fired. The fishermen claimed the shots went in their direction. A Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy stopped the GMC pickup the men were in and charged Wright, who was the driver of the vehicle, with OWI, reckless use of firearms, and operating while revoked. Kinzer was charged with intimidation with a dangerous weapon, reckless use of a firearm, shooting over water, and manner of conveyance. Both men were brought to the Pott County Jail. News time is 9:01.
It happens. That terrifying sound as a siren goes off in the night, and you wonder, is this just another warning, or is it real? Do you grab your family and head for the basement, or simply turn on the radio to get more information? This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. You know, it happens, but thankfully, so far it hasn't happened to you. Maybe you've helped others clean up the mess left by tornadoes, damaging lightning, or 70-mile-an-hour straight winds. But, knock on wood, it hasn't affected you yet. Have you thought about where you'd go if suddenly you had a tree in your corner bedroom, or if your home had no roof at all? Have you considered where you'd stay if there was nothing left? These are things I've helped people consider for years when they've allowed me to help them do more than knock on wood with a homeowner's policy from Allied Insurance. When you give me the opportunity to serve you, you can trust that I'll do the research and show you a policy from Allied that will give you coverage to help recover from the financial obstacles that can occur when it happens. Call me today, your Allied Insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
Well, a new report shows a slight drop in the number of Iowa children abused or neglected last year. The State Department of Human Services released a report on Monday showing more than 11,600 children were abused or neglected in 2012. That's a 1% decline from 2011. Nearly 80% of all cases were considered negligent. It means a caretaker's action or inaction puts a child in harm's way. Officials say common examples are parents incapable of supervising a child because of drug or alcohol abuse. Other cases involve physical or sexual abuse. The report says more than 8,800 of all cases involve perpetrators who were later placed on a child abuse registry. The rest were considered minor and not likely to occur again. A Northwest Iowa woman died over the weekend during a crash in Sheldon. Scott Van Artsen reports.
The Iowa State Patrol says the accident happened about 8:45 Sunday morning when a 2003 Mercury Mountaineer SUV driven by 24-year-old Justin Hassebrook of Sheldon was westbound on Highway 18 just east of the Sheldon Hy-Vee. Troopers say that Hassebrook fell asleep at the wheel and crossed the center line, colliding head-on with an eastbound 2011 Suzuki SX4 driven by 83-year-old Joanne Van Royen of Sheldon. Van Royen was killed in the crash. Hassebrook and a passenger in his SUV, 23-year-old Justin Mulder of Sheldon, were taken to a local hospital.
Elsewhere in the news, farmers in four northwest Iowa counties are eligible for low-interest emergency loans after the U.S. Department of Agriculture issued a major disaster declaration for the area. Farmers with losses in Dickinson, Emmett, Lyon, and Osceola counties resulting from severe winter storms on April 9th, 10th, and 11th may apply for emergency loans carrying an interest rate of less than 2.4%. The money will help replace lost livestock, fruit, and nut trees, and perennial crops. They may also repair or replace damaged or destroyed essential farm buildings. The Farm Service Agency announced the disaster declaration on Monday. The four Iowa counties are eligible because they are contiguous with five Minnesota counties designated as a primary disaster area. Farmers must apply for the loans no later than January 3rd of 2014. President Obama has signed a disaster declaration for five Iowa counties damaged by severe weather in early April. The announcement, as we mentioned, just includes Dickinson, Lyon, O'Brien, Osceola, and Sioux counties. Well, the warmer weather is returning to Iowa, and so is the pollen. An allergy expert says the spring is shaping up to be one of the worst allergy seasons in years, but Iowans who are constantly sneezing likely already know that. Ted Myatt, an environmental health specialist, says allergy sufferers have more to worry about than just the great outdoors, as there can be nowhere to hide, inside or out.
There's allergens that are generated outside, so the pollen in the from grass and trees, and mold spores from outdoors as well. All those particles end up in your home because you're constantly moving outdoor air into your home.
On top of that, there are allergens generated indoors as well, like pet dander from dogs and cats. Those things, in combination with coming off of last year's drought, are making for foul conditions for Iowans with allergies. And once you've been outside, Myatt says it may be helpful to shower right away or change your clothes and to use bedding that's hypoallergenic.
Washing those sheets in hot water is a great strategy to prevent dust mite exposure. So dust mites love bedding and are hard to get rid of unless you use really hot water. Another thing that I like to recommend is to take off your shoes. So you track in a lot of dirt, a lot of pollen, a lot of mold.
And mold can be a huge problem. Even in isolated areas of mold, like a windowsill, can trigger symptoms in those that are allergic to it. He said that mold spores travel by air and they will spread, and dust and pollen gather on TV screens and other electronics, so keeping them clean is very important. Myatt said that even for Iowans who were never bugged by allergies before, this spring could be a different story.
People, as they age, acquire new allergy symptoms. If you, say, move to another area of the country where the mixture of the types of pollen and allergens in the air are different than what you're used to, you see people acquire new allergies. So, unfortunately, that's sort of a part of life.
Even opening the windows to let in a fresh spring breeze, he said, will be also letting in the dust, mold spores, and pollen. Officials at the Harrison County Historical Village and Iowa Welcome Center say the Living Lusts Tour series returns on Saturday, May the 18th, with 9 artisans in the Lusts Hills, welcoming visitors from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. each third Saturday through October. This month, visitors are invited to celebrate 2 special anniversaries, the 100th anniversary of the Lincoln Highway and the 75th anniversary of the Harrison County Historical Village. The anniversary activities are at the Harrison County Historical Village and Welcome Center, located 5 miles east of Interstate 29, exit 75, on Highway 30 between Missouri Valley and Logan. Special 75th anniversary activities, May 18th, include a guided trail hike, talks on fur trapping and early pioneer life. You can tour a cabin and school and learn about the farmer's market and then enjoy grilled burgers and soda from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Rise Family Rise Farms, compliments of the Harrison County Conservation Board. As part of the double anniversary event, you can register to win a 2-night stay in a housekeeping cabin at Willow Lake Reservation Area near Woodbine or a Lincoln Highway Centennial Gift Basket. To celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Lincoln Highway from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. on the 18th, you can meet the collector of a special exhibit, Lincoln Highway, the First 100 Years. Get questions answered by an expert and sip on samples of Lincoln Highway Red. That's a wine from the Santa Maria Winery. You'll also be able to take a state-by-state visual tour on the Lincoln Highway with a special exhibit. If you'd like to learn more details, you can go to www.livingluss.com. That's living, LOESS.com. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, a Cleveland police official says a 6-year-old girl found in the house where 3 missing women were kept for years is the daughter of one of them. Police say Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus, and Michelle Knight were held inside the house since they were in their teens or early 20s. A deputy chief said the girl is believed to be Amanda Berry's daughter. Knight disappeared in 2002, Berry in 2003, and DeJesus a year after that. Cleveland officials say they have no records of anyone calling about criminal activity at the house where 3 kidnapped women were apparently kept for years before being found. A frantic 911 call led police to the house near downtown Cleveland where the 3 women were found yesterday. 3 brothers ages 50 to 54 are in custody. Stocks are following overseas markets higher in early trading today. Investors are awaiting this afternoon's numbers on consumer borrowing for March. Economists believe Americans are borrowing more, but mostly for college and cars. This morning, there's a survey showing that U.S. home prices rose 10.5% in March compared with a year ago, the biggest gain since March of 2006. CoreLogic, a real estate data provider, said annual home prices have now increased for 13 straight months. A South Carolina high school teacher who was removed from the classroom when he stomped on an American flag while discussing freedom is being paid $85,000 to avoid a legal challenge. The state newspaper obtained documents that show Scott Compton is being paid the settlement in addition to his salary through June the 7th. Compton resigned as part of the settlement after criticism about his actions last December. And finally in the news, a spokesman has confirmed that New Jersey Governor Chris Christie underwent gastric bypass surgery in February to try and lose weight. The secret surgery was first reported by the New York Post. Christie told the newspaper he wanted to slim down for his wife and four children and was not motivated by thoughts of running for president. During the procedure, a tube was placed around his stomach to restrict the amount of food he can eat. He said the operation lasted about 40 minutes and he was back home that same afternoon. News time is 9:11.
The conditions are almost perfect. The soil temperature is 54 degrees, the sun is shining, and the forecast says rain next weekend. But just as you made the turn at the end of the row, it happened. You forgot to allow for the new 16-row planter, and the neighbor's fence came out on the last turn. How are you going to pay for the damage, not only to the fence, but for what it did to your new planter? It happens. This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. As you grow your operation, making sure that the growth is reflected on your insurance policy may not be at the top of your list. That's why it's important to review your coverage. You don't want to find out after an accident that your policy still covers your old 8-row planter and that your farm blanket doesn't cover repairs at today's prices. And that's why I'm here, to help you assess your risk and match it with the right coverage from Allied Insurance. You can trust that I'll show you a policy from Allied that will give you coverage to help you recover from the financial obstacles that can occur when it happens. Call me today, your Allied Insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust.
In our funeral announcements, Evelyn Marie Wolfe, age 94, of Yale, died Friday at the Hospice Cavanaugh House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Evelyn Wolfe will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Yale United Methodist Church. Twig Funeral Home in Venora has arrangements. Fern Crone, age 91, of Avoca, died Sunday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Fern Crone will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Louis Albert Heller, age 65, of Avoca, died Sunday at his home. A massive Christian burial service for Louis Heller will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mildred Muggs Hogan, age 96, of Casey, died Sunday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Mildred Hogan will be held Thursday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Janice Whalen, age 68, formerly of Avoca, died October the 5th in Springfield, Missouri. Graveside services for Janice Whalen will be next Monday at 10:30 at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. And Judy Sheriff, age 75, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Winterset Care Center North. Services for Judy Sheriff are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust. The Skyscan forecast is next.